We're doing Sefer Maasiyot, and where we left off last time was Rabbi Akiva comes back after 24 years. He's got 24,000 students, and Kalba Savua does not recognize him, but Kalba Savua has had second thoughts about the fact that he banished his daughter from his inheritance, and so Kalba Savua comes. He hears this big rabbi came to town. He comes before the rabbi, and he says, Rabbi, can you find a loophole, a way out of my vow? I vowed that I wouldn't give my daughter any of my wealth, And Rabbi Akiva asks him, why did you make such a vow? And he says, because she married a man that was not fit for her. He didn't have any Torah. He had no money. He was nothing. Didn't even know how to say Shema Yisrael. And Rabbi Akiva looks at Kalba Savo and he says, tell me, if he was a chacham like me, if he was a rabbi like me, would you have made such a vow? So Kalba Savu says, God forbid, of course I wouldn't have. If he would have even read one chapter, if he would have known anything, I would have given him half my wealth. So Rabbi Akiva looks him in the eye and says, I am your son-in-law, I am your daughter's husband. And Kalba Savu got up and kissed him on his head and hugged him and kissed him and gave him half his wealth. And Rabbi Akiva became extraordinarily wealthy. Now he's got a promise to keep. He told his wife he'd make her a golden crown, a Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. And he did. He did just that. And they had tremendous wealth and honor. And you see how he grew. 24 years they lived in dire poverty, but Hashem changed their fortune. We have another sage. His name is Hillel. He was exceptionally poor. He'd work cutting wood. He was a woodcutter. And half his earnings he'd use for their basic needs, and the other half he used to pay the fee in order to enter the academy. In those days he had to pay a fee. He wanted to learn Torah from Shmaya and Avtalion. So it was a wintry day, and he hadn't made enough money that day, and he didn't have money to give the guard at the gate. And so the guard says, no tiki, no washi. You guys know? That's, nope, no going in. So here he is, the diligent student Hillel, who went out to Babylon to learn by Shmaya and Avtalion, and he's being kept out of the Beis Medrash. So he climbed to the roof of the Beis Medrash, and he sticks his head in through the window, through the skylight, to listen to the teachings of Shmaya and Avtalion. And as he's listening, it's a cold, wintry day, it starts snowing. But in those days, people used to focus to a degree that we don't imagine. Rava says, if my wife asks me to pass the butter, that's it, I lost my concentration for a week. They'd concentrate for 1 week straight. Could you guys imagine? We can't concentrate for an hour straight. They'd concentrate for a week at a time. Their concentration levels were such that when Abaye was learning, he'd sometimes lean on his thumbs and cause them to bleed, but he wouldn't notice because he was so focused on what he was doing. Well, if you think about it, they were learning the oral law. They had to juggle the Torah in their minds, all the Mishnayos and Gemara was all by heart, and to think things through. Try doing that once. Try taking one daf gemara and just going through the Shach Levatari, and then try to go in depth, and then try to take four shitas in that daf gemara and develop them. Yeah, and that's without juggling the rest of Shas as you're doing that page. So it required tremendous concentration. So he is so focused that he doesn't shake off the snow. He's not even thinking about that. And he gets covered with snow. But he's focused on his learning. And when nighttime comes, the snow has covered him to the degree that he cannot move. He's frozen stiff. So he wants to go home, but he can't. He's covered with a pile of snow, and he can't move. And the minutes pass by, and the hours pass by, and we'll continue next time.